We come, Father God, on our knees, on our face, before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for being God. We thank you that you have given us the mindset and the knowledge and the revelation that you are the only true and living God. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We honor you. We bless your holy name. We praise you for your mercy, your grace, your goodness, your kindness, your love, for your correction, your conviction, your compassion. Lord, we praise you for things that we can't even remember or don't even know. We will praise you with our mouth, with our hearts, and with our lives. And Lord, we will worship you in spirit and in truth for your holiness and your righteousness and for your love. So Lord, this day, we come before you. Want to say thank you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. And Lord, we will live our life to bring glory to your name. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will be with the unborn. Lord, you know so many children, gifts from God, are being murdered and slaughtered in this country legally. Lord, let it not be so. Move upon the hearts of the mothers. Move upon the hearts of those who are doing these murders and slaughtering these children, that they will turn from their wicked ways and seek your face. So, Lord, we pray for the unborn. We stand for the unborn. We are voice for the unborn this morning, Lord. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, also for our children who are here today, the children who are alive today, Lord, we commit them unto you. Set them apart that they will serve you all the days of their lives, and they will not get caught in the snares and the traps of the enemy. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray for the sick this morning. We pray for Brother John Ivan, who's in the hospital about ready to have a procedure today. We pray for Gio Frezzo that's in the hospital, and so many others, oh, Father God, who are sick in their bodies. Might be some here today in earshot of my voice who are having problems, oh, Father God, with sickness or injuries. Lord, we call upon the great healer to give them a healing touch, oh, Father God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, every muscle, every tissue, every cell, every organ in their body, Father God, to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who are traveling today by land, by air, and by sea. I pray for our president and all those, Father God, in government and in authority. Whether we agree with them or not, oh, Lord Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you create a clean heart and renew a right spirit within each and every one of them, and that they will seek wisdom from you and put godly people in every area of their life. I pray for the universal church, your church, Lord, that we will stand for righteousness and holiness, that we will not bring the world into the church, but we will take the church out into the world, oh, Father God, that we will not compromise with the world. We will not accept the things that the world is trying to bring forth, oh, Father God, as truth. There's only one truth, and his name is Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God. I just ask, Lord Jesus, that we will have ears to hear today. Not only my voice, Lord, but we ask that we will have ears to hear your voice through your Holy Spirit today. Lord, we won't walk out the way we walked in. Lord, that we will have just a wonderful time of your presence here today, Lord Jesus, that we will sense your presence so strong here today, Lord. So, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I pray, Father God, that's any that are here that do not know you yet, that, Lord, you will minister by your spirit to them. Lord, and I pray for all of our family members who don't know you yet also, that you minister to them. Those in the prisons and jails, meet them where they need to be met. Minister by your spirit to them. Let them not come out of those jails the way they went in. Oh, Lord Jesus, and I pray these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, I feel good this morning. We might be here a long time. Children's church. All right. Children's church. Also, you know, I want to talk about our children's fellowship. You know what I mean? They have an after-school Bible study for children. And the government has allowed us to do Bible studies in the church and in the schools. And we need laborers. We need people to go and facilitate in some of these schools to teach our children about the things of God. Because if not, our schools will teach them the things about not God. Amen? And I understand that there's a movement up in Boonville, I believe it is. And it's the satanic church that they have let come into the schools to have after school satanic Bible studies. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you know it's an urgent need for us as Christians to go and teach our children the things that are right. And let me tell you something, and it's going to get worse. This is just the beginning. They're trying to indoctrinate our children into the things of Satan and the satanic things. And if they are indoctrinated as they're little, they won't know no better. They'll think that this is truth. But it's a lie from hell. And we as Christians, we need to stand up. I know a lot of you say, well, I really don't know how to do teaching. I really don't have time. Let me tell you something. There's no better investment than investing in our children because they're our next generation. And if we continue on the way that we're going as a country, as a world, that next generation, I think about my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. The world that they're going to live in the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's not going to be the world that we're in today. And I think about my parents and my grandparents. This is not the world that they ever thought would be. But it is. It is. And it's getting worse. And it's getting worse. So I'm beseeching you, please, let's help our children out. Let's help our world out. And it's only a couple of hours, I think, a month that you can do that. So think about that. Pray about it. Amen. Turn your books to the book of Psalms, Psalms 1. Psalms 1. Psalms 1 and verse 1, when you get this amen, I need a few more amens. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seateth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man who does not walk in sin or deal with people who are sinners. You know, something I tell the my students down at Jefferson County School down there, you got to change your people, place, and things. Because if not, you will continue to repeat it over and over and over again. You got to change your people, place, and things. And that's the way it was with all of us at one time. At one time, you know, we were the ones who were the ungodly. But since God has gotten a hold of us, we're not walking in the ways of the ungodly anymore. Or you shouldn't be. Why? Because God has a purpose and a plan for us, and it's not walking in sin and ungodliness. It says, blessed is a man or woman that walketh not in that. Then he says, but his delight, the one who does not walk in the way of the sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. What is the law of the Lord? His word. And in his law do we meditate day and night. That it's always right here. That it's always on our mind. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. And what that means is to have a God consciousness. I tell you, what a wonderful thing that I'm so glad that God has given me this illumination of when I see a sunset or a sunrise, I think about the beauty of God You know, when I watch, you know, Wild Kingdom or some of these shows here, and I see the how God has created all these beautiful animals and insects and all of these type of things. I mean, the beauty of that, how God has created these beautiful creatures. And as I look out and I look at you and I see how God has created all of you beautiful creatures and creations, it just blesses me, because before I would not care about a sunrise or a sunset. I wouldn't care about, you know, the birds and the animals and all of these type of things, and looking and seeing things and proclaiming this is the glory of God. I say this all the time. When I see a sunset, I say, God, you made this just for me. And other people who are seeing it, they're seeing it because you allow them to see it, because you made that just for me. Yes, I take that very seriously about that. I behold the beauty of God and the glory of God in all of his creation. And I'm so thankful that God has given me that illumination where I can, you know what they say, stop and smell the roses. Because before, I was so wrapped up in sin and sinning and sinning and sin, I didn't have any idea about, didn't care nothing about no sunrise, sunset, no birds, no animals. Didn't care nothing about it. But I'm so thankful that he's given me a mind where I can enjoy it and love it. Then he says, he shall be like a tree, the one who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, the one that delight in the law of the Lord, the one that meditates on God's word day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Do you know that we all have fruit within us? Do you know what the fruit is for? It's for others. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering. Oh, my goodness, that long-suffering. Patience, gentleness, kindness, self-control, which is temperance. That fruit is for others. And it says that should be like a tree planted by the waters to bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So he said, if we do not associate with the ungodly or live like the ungodly or behave like the ungodly, he said, he will plant us. He will plant us in a place where we will grow and prosper and do what he has called us to do and created us to do. That's what he said. But so many times, the reason why we're not growing, the reason why we don't bring forth fruit, is because we don't stay planted or get planted by God. Then it says, the righteous are not so, but they are like the chaff with the wind that driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Do we have any righteous people in here? Raise your hand. Do you know it's not your righteousness, it's the righteousness of Jesus Christ? Because our righteousness is like filthy rags. Nasty rags. But it says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So what he's saying is, unless and until we come to a place where we allow God to put us in a place where we can grow and flourish, we're spinning our wheels. Do you know that? Now, let's go to Matthew 13. Now, we talked about that planting, right? That's what I want to talk about today, is planting, being planted and rooted and grounded. Matthew 13, I'm going to start in verse 2. Start in verse 1, might as well. The same day Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, great multitudes were gathered together unto him. So he went to a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. So Jesus, instead of being crowded around by everybody, because everybody wanted to be around Jesus, not because they loved him, not because they wanted to serve him, but a lot of them wanted to just be curious, and others wanted the benefits of Jesus. You know what I mean? They wanted his benefit. So he got into the boat and he pulled out a little bit because he wanted everybody to hear what he's about to say. And it says that, and he spoke many things unto them in parables. Do you know, I want to talk to you today about one of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Do you know there's many mysteries? Do you know what a mystery is? A mystery is something that you don't know anything about. It's a mystery. I know it's there, but I don't understand it. I can't comprehend it. It's a mystery. There's mysteries that God has that we probably would never understand on this side of glory. There's mysteries why we don't understand why God allows different things to happen and don't allow different things to happen. Don't know why God allowed that. Don't know why God didn't allow that. There's mystery. But this mystery here, he's talking about, he said, I want to make it known to some. He said, and he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold a sower. Behold a sower. Do you know what a sower is? Not one who takes a needle and thread. We're not talking about that. Because that's a sower too, right? Sowing your clothes. This one here is like what he's doing is like in agricultural terms. He's talking about somebody who goes out and plants. He's planting. Remember I'm talking about planting? Here is somebody who goes out planting, went forth, behold a sower, went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. So whatever the sower was planting or putting out there to grow, they didn't grow because it fell by the wayside. And it said the birds came and ate them up. For those of you who have gardens, I know that you went out and you planted stuff and you go out and look and either the rabbits or the deers or the birds or something came and ate all the stuff up. Right? So it says this, whatever he was sowing, it didn't work. Then he says, some fell upon the stony places. I went and sowed and I put the seeds there and it fell upon places with rocks and stuff. And he says, they had not much earth and forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness in the earth. So he planted the seeds again. The birds ate the other ones, right? But now the birds didn't eat them. But the places where the seeds fell had rocks around, had rocks in it. And so the seeds started to grow a little bit, but it couldn't grow because there were rocks there. So it was shallow. So it started to grow, but it couldn't continue to grow because the roots couldn't get down in the soil. So we have two different occasions, the wayside and birds and the rocks. Then it says, and when the sun was up and they were scorched because they had no root, they withered away. So that didn't work either. And some fell along the thorns and the thorns sprung up and choked them. So he sowed some by the wayside to birds. He sowed some and they had rocks up under. Now he sowed some and he sowed them among the thorns. And the thorns, when they start to grow, the thorns got a hold of them and choked them, grew around them and choked them. So after he choked them, it said that they died. They didn't come forth, didn't grow up. They didn't do what they were created to do. Then it says, but others fell into, good ground. Not where the birds was eating them up. Not where it had rocks all in it. Not where it had other things that will compromise you or take away what God had called you to do. Choked you. But it said now he threw some on good ground. And it says, and they brought forth fruit. How can it bring forth fruit? First three, they didn't. Why did this one bring forth fruit? Because it was on good ground, didn't have anything to stop it from growing. You know what I'm saying? Didn't have anything to stop it from growing. And it says, and it brought forth much fruit, not just fruit, but much fruit. It says, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-folds. Hear me. He who have ears to hear, let him hear. All of y'all have heard me today. Is anybody can't hear what I'm saying? Everybody hear me, right? You're hearing my voice. You're hearing my voice. But my prayer is that you will hear the voice of God today. You see, not with your natural ears, but with your spiritual ears. That's what makes the difference. Is that you hear what God is saying today. So many people, you hear my voice week after week after week after week, month after month, year after year after year after year. Let's see what kind of fruit you're bearing. Mm-hmm. Some of you hear the word, you amen it, y'all happy with it and everything else. But how are you living? Yes. You know you hear me every week. You know what I talk about every week, don't you? What do I talk about every week? Jesus Christ, period. We're not up here to entertain you. We're not up here to blow smoke up in you. We're not up here to tell you no lies and nothing about what I think. But we're up here to tell you about the Word of God. Jesus Christ, period. Not to compromise the Word, not to add to it, not to take away from it. Yet, we hear it week after week after week, month after month, and year after year after year. But why is it not growing? Why are we not growing in Christ? Why are we not doing the things that God has called us to do? I'm glad you asked me. But nobody in here, I'm not talking about nobody, because everybody's growing in here. I'm talking about other churches. Right? Mm-hmm. Y'all got quiet. And the church got quiet. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, it says, let's go down to verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Now, he only is talking to the 12 now. He's not talking about to the multitude. Because they've heard him. They've been to the and heard him as he ministered. You know what I mean? They heard him preach. They heard him teach. But yet they still remained untouched by his word. Remained untouched. They heard it. Some of them shouted, amen him, praise the Lord, and walked out. And continue to live like the world. So he says, I'm not explaining that to them. I'm going to explain it to you 12, the ones that I have chosen here. Why did he do that? Why didn't he tell it to everybody? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to let you know that in a little bit. Hear ye therefore the parable sower. And then he says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in the heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. The one that heard the word, it says, said he heard the word, but he understood it not. He didn't have an understanding of what the word really meant. Or the, because, why don't you have an understanding? Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Then the church got quiet again. When you leave out of here today, you will understand. See, and once you understand, you are accountable for the word that you hear. But you need to hear a word. Now, once again, you're hearing with your natural ear. But when you hear with your spiritual ear, when you hear with that spiritual ear, let me tell you something, it becomes a whole different ball game then. You see, he knew the multitude. They heard him preach. They heard him teach, but they didn't have any understanding. So they heard him and they continued to leave the church week after week, month after month, year after year, and they didn't have no understanding. Let me tell you something. When you truly have an understanding of God's word, you will change. Because this word here, let me tell you something, is engrafted, implanted word that will save your life if you understand it. Because Jesus said, a man must be born again. Because if you're not, you will not even see the kingdom of God. Let's know, get into the kingdom of God. If we are not obedient to the word of God, to have the understanding, just not just hear it, but to obey it. That's what he's saying. If you have a truly understanding of what I'm saying, you will not do nothing but obey me. You will not do nothing but follow me. You will not do nothing but bring me glory in your life. Because you understand the ramifications of not obeying my word. That's a truly understanding God's word. Let me tell you something. Used to be a time in my life before I was a Christian. I said, oh, I'm going to hell. Me and my buddies, we're going to get high down there. We're going to party. We're going to have a good time in hell. Because I didn't have an understanding. You understand what I'm saying? Didn't have an understanding. And then some people, oh, there's no hell. God's such a good God. He's a God of love. He wouldn't send nobody to hell. No, God ain't going to send nobody to hell. No, you would do it yourself. Because you didn't understand or you have no understanding of what God is saying. Then he says that, but he that received the word into the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and in mound with joy receive and receive it with a joy received. Yet he is, but he has no root in himself, but doeth for a while. And when tribulation and persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. Oh, I come to church and pastor did a great sermon and I feel good and I'm going to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. But when I go back to my family and my buddies and my roadies and whatever, and they call me a Jesus freak, they call me a Bible thumper, they call me, you know, what's wrong with you? And you go right back to that same old lifestyle. You feel good for a while. Leave out of here, you're feeling good. But there's no root, you see. Remember what it says in Psalms 1? He who is planted by the river. Who's the one doing the planting? It's God, you see. It's God. Now, it says, verse 22, he also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word and the cares of this world. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and he becometh unfruitful. So what he's saying is that the worldly system, the things of the world, the entertainments of the world, all of the things of the world comes and takes away what pastor's just been preaching. When he tells you to live holy and righteous and that we have to deny ourselves, pick up our cross and follow Jesus and You know, love your neighbors, you love yourself, and love the Lord thy God with all our heart, soul, mind. Praise the Lord. Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. You know, when you get out the door, the cares of the world, all the things that are, you know what? They not only outside of the church, they inside of the church. Do you know that? Do you know that? Look at the person next to you. Say, are you wheat or are you tares? Mm-hmm. Because wheat and tares look, they look just like each other. But they're different. You understand? They look just like each other on the outside. But it's different on the inside. Amen? So as y'all looked at each other, are you wheat or are you tare? And everybody, oh, I'm wheat. I'm wheat, Pastor. You know, okay? When you plant wheat seeds, what come up? Think about that for a minute. When you plant a wheat seed, what comes up? But I'm wheat. I'm wheat. Well, you've been saying that you wheat for 10 years. I ain't seeing nothing. I ain't seeing nothing. I ain't seeing no proof of that. But I'm wheat. Matter of fact, I got a t-shirt. I'm wheat. Shredded wheat. Praise the Lord. Anyway, and it says that also receive the seed. It says that beareth the word in the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, choked the word, and it became unfruitful. But he that perceived the seed into the good ground, receive the seed in the good ground, is he that heareth the word and understand it. Not only be a hearer of the word, but be a what? That's understanding. That's an understanding. That you would do what the word says. Not what the pastor says. Not what the elders say. Psalms 118:8, it's better to trust in the Lord, put confidence in man. And that's any man, including me, the elders, and anybody else. You put your confidence in Jesus Christ, period. Now, yes, I'm your pastor. I'm your under-shepherd. We have our elders here. And yes, we are people who will counsel you and talk to you about the things of God. But if we're talking to you and counsel you and it does not line up with the word of God, don't listen to us. Run! Run! That's why I tell y'all all the time, always get into the word of God, that whatever anybody's preaching or teaching up in here, if it does not line up and agree with what the word of God is saying, do not hear it. Matter of fact, you need to leave this church. Amen? And I mean that. I mean that. Yes. Because what good is it for you to be deceived or hear something make you feel good, but it's not right. It's not the truth. That's why we are here, you know, week after week to bring you forth the word of God in spirit and in truth. We're not going to compromise this word. We're not going to add to it. We're not going to take away from it. We're going to bring you the word of God. And a lot of times the word of God and truth will step on your toes. That's why this church is not full. Because people don't want to get real with Jesus. You want to come and live your life and want me to amen and want God to amen your life and your lifestyle, and it's not going according to his word. We're not going to do that here. If you're living in sin here, we're going to let you know. In love. In love. Amen? But more so than us, the Holy Spirit, if you are in Christ. That's how you can examine yourself to tell. If you continue to live a life in sin over and over and over and over again, and it don't bother you, you're not saved. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say it again. If you continue to live in sin habitually over and over and over and over, and it don't bother you, you are not saved. Because my Bible tells me that you cannot continue to live in sin once you're saved. Now, do you sin? We all do. And fall short of the glory of God. We all do. That's why Jesus Christ went to the cross. Because it says in 1 John 1:9, he says, when we sin, he said, confess our sins to him And he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And this is a good point, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, I love that. I love that cleansing from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me, Lord, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Ears, eyes, mouth, everywhere. Everywhere. Take it all out of me, Lord. And it's a process. Amen? Ain't going to happen overnight. It's a process that we go through each and every day of cleansing. But anyway, then it says in the book of Luke, turn your Bibles to the book of Luke. Luke, let's see, where's my thing here? Lord. Here it is. Luke 8 and 11. Luke 8 and 11. When you get to say amen. What does it say? Somebody read it to me. The seed is what? The seed is what? So, when the seed was sown by the wayside, when the seed was sown in the stony places, when the seed was sown where the thorns were, was it bad seed? Was it bad seed? The word of God is always true. You hear what I'm saying? The word of God is always true. It said the seed is the word of God. But why didn't the word of God, the seed, did not bear fruit? Because it was not in a place that it was conducive for it to grow. Once again, people all around America and the world are hearing the word of God. There's people who are doing adult Sunday school, preaching on Sundays, Bible studies on Wednesdays, that's sowing the seed. That's sowing the seed, the word of God. So why isn't more fruit in the church? Not this church, others. Because everybody in here is bearing fruit, right? Had one say yes. Think about that. Think about that. The seed that I'm sowing to you today is the word of God. And the word of God is true. But what is it falling on? What type of ground is it falling on? What type of ground am I? Am I one that the birds of the air, the wicked one, comes and just steals? You know, am I up here and I'm thinking about, you know, the game coming on here in a little bit. What am I going to eat for lunch? I got problems going on. How much longer is pastor going to preach? Already had some come to me this morning. Pastor, how long are you going to preach? About 4 hours. Maybe. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what I'm saying is, what type of ground are you? And you can tell by, is any fruit growing in your life? And if not, why? The seed is being sown. The seed is being sown. You know, I can see everybody out here. You know that, right? I can see all of y'all's body languages and everything else. Some people, boys, sitting out here like. Others out here doing this. Now, I know some of y'all got the Bible on your phone. But when you're doing this. Or some of you digging in your pocketbooks. Some of you got your minds all over the place. You know what I mean? And you walk out of here every week And then you wonder why my life is the way it is. But yet some people in here, they're happy to hear the word. They're delightful to hear the word. They walk out of here with joy. You know what I mean? And the next thing you know, you're seeing fruit in their lives. You see them loving the word of God. You see them loving, you know, to read the word of God. You see them loving having a prayer life, communion with God. I told y'all the other day that they had a poll out that the average Christian only reads the Bible 3 months a day. How sad is that? How sad is that? Remember what it says in one, he meditates. He loved the law and he meditates day and night. Now, I'm not telling you got to read the Bible day and night, but you should read it more than 3 minutes a day. You watch all my children more than 3 minutes. As the world turns, spin the wheel. Bold and beautiful. Who else watches that stuff? What else? What else y'all watch? Wrestling. What else y'all watch? Huh? One Life to Live. All right, Terrence. General Hospital. Y'all hear what he watches? Tell on yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. But yet, now let me say something. There's nothing wrong with watching a little TV. I watch the games. You know what I mean? I love the games and different things. I love the detective stories. I like detective stories, too. Some of them make me mad, you know, because they let the bad guy go all the time. You know what I mean? They let him go and he runs away and all, and they run. I can't catch him. Why didn't you shoot him? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Maybe. But anyway, that seed. Why is it that we are not growing in the Lord? Like I say, the Bible talks about, you know, the seed. It talks about all the things that God has called us to do and what he wants us to do. Where is my notes? Lord, have mercy. All right, Lord. All right, Holy Ghost. He don't want me to use them. So here we go. Here we go. What kind of ground are you? The word of God is being sown in you today. It was sown into you last week before last. I mean, you hear sermons on the radio and on the TV. You know, you read and all of that. And it's the word of God. It's the seed. So ask yourself, where am I and where do I want to be? Where am I and where do I want to be? Can you make that seed grow yourself? The Bible says some sow a plant, others water, but the pastor is the one to give the increase, the church, coming to church. Is that what the word says? No, God gives the increase. It's God that gives the increase. It's my job, it's a privilege and an honor to sow the seeds, but it's God who gives the increase. And I have to remember that because I get discouraged sometimes. I get discouraged, you know, to see people who are continuing to go around and around and around and continue to live a life that is not of God. I get discouraged sometimes. But I have to remember, you know, the Holy Spirit tapped me on my shoulder, said, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, Mr. Man. Yes, you can't make nobody live for Jesus as much as you might want to. You know, I have children and grandchildren, great grandchildren that's not living for the Lord yet. Yet. Amen. And I'm sure all of y'all might have family members that's not living for the Lord yet. You can't make them live for the Lord. Only thing we can do is plant those seeds, water it from time to time, you know, with love and respect and honor. But we get mad at them, don't we? We want to choke them. We want to choke them. We want to lay hands on them. We can't do that, church. We just can't. But let me ask you this here. What is this here? Anybody know? Can you see this here? Let me bring it a little closer. Now, we're talking about what? Seeds. What is that? What are these, huh? What is that? Is that a seed? What kind of seed is it? Huh? Popcorn? You like popcorn? Me too. Can you eat this? You want to eat this? Why not? It's popcorn. It's popcorn seeds. You like popcorn? I do too. You want to eat some of these seeds? No, don't have no butter on them. No. Not cooked yet. But it's still a seed. Right? Now, let me ask you this here. Take that seed in your hand. Take it. Okay? Now, I want you to say, seed, I want you to grow and be what you have started to be, what you created to be. Tell it that. What you should be, so she can eat that popcorn over there. She wants popcorn with butter on it. That's right. She can't eat it right now because it's not pop. Brother Snyder, I'm so glad you're here on time. Take this seed here and say seeds, I want you to grow. So she can have some popcorn with butter.
So she can have some popcorn with butter.
Is it doing it?
Not alone.
Not alone. Well, get Miss Streeter behind you so y'all can get together. Maybe you and Miss Streeter can make it grow. You said not alone.
The whole church.
The whole church?
Yeah.
Need the whole church?
I think so.
Okay, whole church. I want y'all to say seed.
Grow.
And be what it was. What's inside of you. So she can have popcorn with butter. Let's wait here and see how long it's going to take. Everybody willing to wait? Why not? He said it takes a whole church. So here we are. There. I got money in my pocket. If you can take this seed and you can make that where she can go eat it. You got, no, I want you to sit right there so everybody can see it. Can you do that? I'm gonna give you all the money I got. Will it happen? Can I pay you to do that? No? Young man, I want you to take this seed and say, if you don't do it, I'm gonna slap you. Tell the seed that. Let's see if it's gonna do it. Now, it wouldn't take money, couldn't do it. All the church couldn't do it. And now you're threatening it. Is it doing it? Slap it. Slap it. Slap it. Give me your hand. You're threatening it ain't working, right? Now, we tried all kind of things for this seed to become what it was supposed to be. But why isn't it growing? Why isn't it becoming so she can partake of it? Once again, the fruit is not for us. It's fruit of somebody else, right?
Right.
She wants some popcorn. And she wants butt on it. And none of us can make it happen for her. Right? So what's the problem? Because we are putting a seed in different places where it's not conducive for it to grow. Right? Okay. So I'm going to take this seed here. I'm going to pray over it. Matter of fact, I got some oil. I got some oil here. I'm going to put on this seed. And we all, church, everybody raise your hand and pray over this seed. Say, seed, I want you to grow so she can have some popcorn. Ain't happening, is it? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this seed, I'm going to take it out of here, and I'm going to put it in. A little bag. I put it in a little bag. Okay? I put it in a different container. Okay? Seed, I want you to grow so she can have some popcorn. I'll give you money if you grow. I'll slap you silly if you don't do it. And it ain't doing it, is it? So what I need to do is, I need to find, oh, the piano. If I put it in the piano, that'll make it grow, right? The piano. We heard Jody. She played the piano. She played them hymns and whatever. I know that'd make it grow. All them hymns. But it didn't do it. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to take it. I'm going to put it on the ground there. I'm going to leave it alone for a little while. And we're going to sing Kumbaya. Lord, let that seed grow. We done gave it to all kind of people. We done threatened it. We done asked to give money to it. We done prayed over it. We done everything that we could. But it's not growing. Why? Why? Because it wasn't in the place conducive for it to grow. It was something wrong or not the right condition with everybody that I went to. Not saying, I'm talking about the seed, but I'm talking about this seed here, this popcorn seed. Because she wants popcorn. Yes. With butt on it. Yes. So God loves you so much that you ask him to give you some popcorn that you can eat, that you can put butt on. Do you know God loves you so much that when you ask him that, he said, let me tell you something. I'm going to answer your prayers. I'm going to answer your prayer. Now, you see, nobody else in here could answer that prayer for you, right? Nobody could answer. Even your auntie. She couldn't answer your prayer. I couldn't answer your prayer. Bartholomew couldn't answer your prayer. Eva couldn't answer your prayer. Vera couldn't answer your prayer. This young man here couldn't answer your prayer. None of us could answer your prayer. But you know the one who will answer your prayer? Is God. Because he loves you so much. And he wants you to be the little girl of God in which he created you to be. Do you know you have greatness in you? Do you know that? You have greatness in you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He loves you so much. And he has a purpose and a plan for you to do. That's why you're here in church today. For you to know that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. In 5 or 10 years from now, girl, you're going to be a mover and a shaker for the kingdom. Do you know that? Do you want to know that? Because you love Jesus, right? And he loves you. And he's going to answer your prayer. But sometimes it takes a little time. Sometimes it takes a little time. Are you willing to wait, or do you have a little patience to wait for that? Okay. So we're going to wait for God to answer her prayers. Amen. Huh? Do what? What? Do we have any visitors in here? If we do, y'all know now that we got some issues. That we all have issues up in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's see if God answering her prayers. Let's see if God answering our prayers for her to have popcorn so she can put butt on it. Lord, is the time yet? Not yet. Not yet. Sometime we got to wait patiently. Huh? What is it? It's smoke. Oh, Lord. Hmm. Ooh. Here's your popcorn. Oh. Oh, God. We waited a little too long. But anyway, let's see here. Anyway, this could have been your popcorn. The pastor waited a little too long. All right? But we'll get you some. We'll get you some before you leave. Amen. But did y'all understand what I'm saying here? Did y'all understand that principle that I was saying? That I passed it around to different people, and none of you, none of us, can make that seed where it could be beneficial. But when we put it in a place, in a condition, and had time, that's when it became what God created it to be, that popcorn. And that's the way it is with all of our lives, church. We have to be put in a position, in something that will grow us to become what God has called us to be. But to do and be what God has called us to be and do. So many hear the seed and is planted week after week after week after week, and it's not taking root. It's not becoming what God has called us to be. What kind of ground are you this morning? You say in your life, I've been waiting for a long time for my life to change. I've been hoping and praying. I've been going to other people and doing other things to try to get my life to change. But it hadn't changed. It hadn't become what I look around the room and I see other people have joy and they have peace and they're living their life, you know, in integrity and character. And the nature is in Jesus Christ. Why can't I live like that? You can. You can. There's no doubt about it, you can. But you have to make yourself available to understand the Word of God. You have to make yourself in a position where you don't have the cares of the world, or you have things that will stop your growth. I can't tell you how many people that I know that used to be on fire for the Lord that would come here. Don't see them anymore. Don't see them anymore. They're back out there living in the world. But yet they was on fire for the Lord when they was here. They were doing great for a while. But then, whatever it was that influenced them to continue to go live the way that they used to live. I don't know where you are today, some of you, but you do. Where you want to be. That's the key to it. Because let me tell you something. Jesus is coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon. He's coming to look for a bride without spot or wrinkle. Without spot or wrinkle. He's looking for you to be real with Him. To be real with Him. Not just for a season, not just for when you're in trouble, not when you just want something. Remember what the Word says? To meditate day and night. To love Him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Once again, we are imperfect people. We all have struggles. We all have issues. We all do it. But are you truly real living for Jesus? You might say, oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Where's your fruit? Have your life changed? Have your mind been renewed since you supposedly surrendered your life to Jesus? As I say, you know, all the time, this white flag here, when you do that, when you have two different sides and they're fighting against one another, and one starts waving that white flag, do they say, oh, you know, I want to wave the white flag so you don't shoot me? But I really, just for right now, I'm waving the white flag. Till I'm out of trouble, I'm waving the white flag. Just when I'm able to be blessed and get things that I need, I'm waving the white flag. And then after I get what I need or I get out of trouble, I say, I was just playing. Let me tell you something. There'll come a day when we stand before Jesus, He's going to say one or two things. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter or depart from me. I never knew you. But I waved the flag, but you took it back. It wasn't real. It wasn't sincere. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't real, it wasn't sincere. Not that you're going to be perfect in your life, but you need to get real with living for Jesus. Need to be real living for Jesus. So if that's you today, I don't know. You can get real with Him today. You can get real with Him today. So if that's you, or let me say this here. If your life has been teeter-tottering, you've been on the teeter-totter. Y'all know what a teeter-totter is, right? Up and down, up and down, up and down. Or, you know, I've been trying to do it my way, and it ain't working. So today, I'm giving it over to Jesus. Everything. I'm not going to do it my way anymore. I'm not going to follow Dr. Phil or Oprah. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow Jesus. Seeds have been planted. Seeds have been planted today. So where are you? If you want more growth, you can do it today. If not, continue on to live the way you're living. Continue on hearing the word of God and letting the birds come eat it. Hear the word of God and be on a stony place where it's not getting any roots. Hear the word of God and let it be choked out by the cares of the world. Continue on coming to church and hearing the word of God. Or you can come today and say, Lord, I'm getting real with you today. If that's you, I'm just going to tell you to come. Amen. Amen. Don't thank me, you thank God. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else want to get real with Him today? We'll wait. Is the Holy Spirit stirring anybody's heart today? And some of you are saying, yes, it's stirring my heart, but I don't want to come up there because I don't want anybody to know that my life has not been the way it should be. Let me tell you something. God already knows it. God already knows it. He knows where you are. And the key is He'll know where you're going to be when you take your last breath. And let me tell you something, after you take your last breath, there's no do-overs. There are no do-overs. It says, seek the light while it's daytime, while you can. If not, continue on the way you are. Now, I know it's others that should be here, and you know who you are too. But for whatever reason why you continue to sit in your seat, who you think is telling you to sit in the seat? Yep. Why you keep listening to the voice that is not of God?
Hold on, Pastor.
But let me say something to you. We'll wait. Absolutely. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, let me say something. If this man and this woman can come down here, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know what? I saw you back there fidgeting. Did your seat get hot? I remember the day that you came and you kneeled and prayed the prayer of faith. And I hadn't seen you in a long time, you or your dad either, but you're back again. And you know God has so much for you. I told you that then. He has a plan and a purpose for you, young man, that you have no idea about. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for bringing him today. For those of you, this is Brother Howie's grandson. And this is his son. Yeah. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to ask for each and every one of you that's here. You know what needs to be plowed. You know what stones need to be taken away. You know what needs to be done for that seed to be planted and it will grow. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever it is that's going on, you know what it is. Whether it's you want more faith, you want more getting in God's word, more communion with him, more prayer life, whatever it might be. All of that will stymie you. Do you know that? All of that will stymie you. But to be free, to live for Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to pray this prayer. And once again, I know others in here should be. Matter of fact, everybody probably should be dying. But I'm going to pray this prayer. I'm just going to ask you to be open to receive it. Open to receive this prayer. And agree with me in this prayer. Agree with me. And God will meet you in your seat now. God will meet you where you're at. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. You know our hearts, Lord. You know where we are in our life and in our lifestyle. And Lord, we are here today asking you, Lord, to just plow up that fallow ground, oh Father God. Everything in us that is not of you, take it out of us by any means necessary. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Everything, Father God, that is not of you is under that umbrella. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that all of those things within all of us, that we are binded in the mighty name of Jesus and sent it to the pits of hell, never to influence us ever again. And, Lord, we're asking, Father God, that everything that needs to be in us, the mind of Christ, the integrity, the nature, the character, the love, the joy, the peace, the compassion, everything that is in Christ that is not in us, we ask that you put it in us today so we can continue to grow or start growing for you, Lord Jesus, and bear much fruit, O Father God. So, Lord, this day we're coming to get real with you, to shed any and everything, O Father God, in our lives that will stop us from growing. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers today. We thank you, Lord, that you will start that process within each and every one of us. That when we come to stand before you, we will hear these words. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that the seed that was sown here today that will take effect, oh Father God, that we will have ears to hear, that we will be, our minds will be renewed, and we will be changed into the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ. And I pray these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. 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 I want to thank all of you.